It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the protein show today. We got the master of meat, Tim Sobey, joining us in the studio, as well as Chaz is sitting in. Barbecue Bob's still out on sabbatical. So we've got the A-plus team here. So looking forward to a great day. But I'm Jop. What's going on, Chaz?
Hey, man. It's been a great week, man. We had that Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
I got two grilling events in. And another good feed, so, hey, I was happy about it.
Yep. Tim, welcome to the show. You're taking a drink. I caught you right in the middle of that, so I'll just keep yakking for a second.
That's right. Just a little dipsy doodle first thing for an eye opener.
Right, yep. Got to break the crust away. But how was your Memorial Day?
Ours was really good. Got up, got some grilling in and some family time. We had a new granddaughter, so that was just her second voyage up to camp.
Okay.
That was good, yeah.
Nice. How many grandchildren you got now?
That makes 9.
Wow. You're prolific.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Kids are like their mom.
Yeah, are they? Yeah. Yeah, it's all multiples of 3, right?
Yeah.
3 and 3, yeah. But anyway, so yeah, we're just going to run up and down the meat market today. If you are a first-time listener, Mr. Sobey's been with us since our inception, and it's been a glorious partnership because this is the master of meat. He knows everything there is, and that's the primary item on my grill pretty much every time that I go out there. I'll throw some vegetables on just to make it look different, but it's always about the protein, right?
Absolutely.
What are you thinking, Chad?
A little green, a little yellow, just color, you know.
Right, yeah, yep, yeah. Make you feel good about yourself so that can tell a doc, I eat vegetables, sure, yeah. Speaking of which, looks like Tim brought 3 bags of smoked meat here. I got some jerkies and some sausages. We'll get into those, too, a little bit later. But so what did you grill for Memorial Day, Chad?
I did the ribs.
Okay. How'd they turn out?
Delightful.
Yeah.
I mean, Conrad would have been drooling all over the place. I hope that he got the ones he was bragging about. But
well, I don't know. How'd Mrs. Conrad do with that, I'm wondering? That's the real question, right? But I stole his microphone today, so we can talk about him, but he can't talk back. So.
Yeah, I just got a rack out, and I started him early in the morning. Put about 3 hours of smoke on him, and then I wrapped him. Put a little applesauce on him.
Oh, now there's a little tip right there.
You know, I had done the dry rub to start, and then applesauce when I wrap them, and seal them up real good, and then, you know, give them about another hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, till the probe tells you it's time to pull them.
Yep.
And right there at about, you know, 140, okay, I'll pull them off, and I pop them in a cooler that I've preheated.
Okay.
Because you don't want to cool them back off.
Right.
You want to just hold them and let them rest.
Okay.
And let them rest. And another hour, now set the plates, get everything ready to go, pull those babies out, peel them out, and, oh, they just slice so easy. And then when you tug on them, the meat just comes clean to the bone. The dog looks like he's
right, being starved, done his job, you know? Already, right? Yeah. So
I feel like the dog, I'm just listening to that.
Yeah. So 140, that's a good tip. I told you that I did a Mother's Day. I made a mess of some ribs because I cooked them to about 165. Where do you put that probe in ribs? I bet people are like, how do you get a probe into ribs?
I go right down between two of the bones on the thick side.
Okay.
And I'll just slide it about halfway in. It'll register.
Yep.
And I've got one of the probes that goes to a remote screen.
Yep.
So I can leave it in there and watch it.
Right.
And it actually has a remote control I can keep with me as I go fussing about.
Right.
And I set an alarm at the temp I want. So at about 138, the alarm goes off. Now it's out, you know, checking it real,
right,
watching it, and then you open the lid.
Right. Were you in a smoker or were you on a grill?
I was on my combo,
okay,
my Big Weber combo. So,
okay.
I had laid down some applewood smoke to start.
Okay.
And then I decided the applesauce was going to be just a round out, smooth it out. Don't want them too harsh. Want them real super juicy and stuff.
Right.
And it's got a little bit of acid in it to help break down all that little inner stuff.
And you cooked them in direct heat, I bet. Not over the grill part,
but off
the side, right? Yeah.
I'm rigged as a smoker at that point.
Right.
Yep. And then I'll turn on a little more radiant heat from the top burner.
Okay.
I've got one of those lid burners.
Yep.
Just after I've wrapped it, just to turn it into an oven now.
Okay. Yep. And if you're looking, you're not cooking, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what the probe's for.
I spent some money and got a probe.
Right. Yep. That's what it's for.
Give me a little distance. I'm a one-man show, so I got to make the potato salad, too.
Yeah. Yep. I get it. You're a tater guy. I see pictures of the stuff that you make, and there's always a side of taters somewhere.
Well, my granddad, he raised taters when we were growing up, and that was one of the things in the fall, is you had to go out, and the uncles and my dad were turning them with a fork, and us kids, I have to pick them up, put them on in the crates, put them on the wagon that Grandpa was towing around with the tractor.
Right, yep. So, Tim, you had a clan up at your place up north. What was the fare for Memorial Day for you guys?
Memorial Day actually was a little bit different because we came home early. So
okay.
We had a big breakfast.
Oh, nice.
And then later we just headed home early.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But before that, then we had steaks off our local American Wagyu.
Oh, yeah.
So we did some
ribs. We'll talk about that. Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah. Rib steaks too, because that was that's going to be my next question on as we go into the next segment is we're going to talk to different proteins. We're going to hit some beef, some pork, some fish and fowl. And, I just wonder, I'm going to tip you guys off is what's your favorite cut and why on all of those, because it's, you know, when you go to the meat market, if you've not been to Sobey Meats, they're over on Remembrance Drive on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. First of all, you're missing it. You got to go. But, secondly, you walk in there, and if you've not been to a true professional meat market, you're going to be a little overwhelmed because there's so many beautiful cuts of meat laying right there in front of you going, buy me,
and
buy
me. So many happy faces going, can I help you?
Yeah, right. Yep. And you can take a number, but you really don't need to because they're whipping through those as fast as you can count. And they just do it to make sure that you don't lose your turn in line is all that is. But there's it's crazy good. And we'll talk more about that during the show. But, you know, I went yard bird on Memorial Day. We had the whole family over. And I am a giant fan of skinless, boneless thighs. This time I didn't have the skinless, boneless. I had skin on, bone in. And it just took a little bit longer, as it always does, because the last thing I ever want to do is have my daughter-in-law cut that first bite off that thigh and there's blood along the bone and she'll get up and leave the table, right? I mean, she just it just turns her right off. And she's polite and she doesn't. That's figuratively speaking, she doesn't leave, but you can see her lose her appetite right in front of you, right? So and it's delicate. Thighs are pretty durable, right? I mean, I got that one. I take those to like 175, 180 with the meat probe in there just to make sure. And you got to keep flipping them because I've got that Tech, which is an infrared grill. And that thing, even on low, sends a lot of heat up through there. And, you know, presentation, I've always said you eat with your eyes first, your nose second, and your mouth third, right? I don't want them black. I want them to look good. I want some grill marks on there that are darker than the rest of it. So you got to fuss with it a little bit rather than the skinless, boneless thighs I always smoke, right? And those go easy. But so the thighs came out good, did some vegetable sides, you know, that does. Everybody's loving asparagus right now. It's in season. So I just put a little zesty Italian dressing on that and threw it in a Ziploc baggie for a half hour to let it coat up the stuff and pull it out of there, throw it on the grill, roll it around a couple times, and it was chicken and asparagus, man. It was good.
Yeah,
it was
really asparagus, good. I like it when you pick up the tongs and it just wiggles on both ends.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah, right.
Don't overcook it.
Yeah, you don't want it to be like spaghetti. That's not a good way to go. So coming up next, we're going to hit the beef window, Tim. That's about a third of your meat that is in the case, maybe a quarter. And I want to run up and down those trays and see what we got. So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the Protein Show. We've got Chaz and Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats, and I'm Jop. Stick with us. We'll be back.